after the first. We'll hear more about what Dr. Fauci said today about vaccinations at 10:10. Local mayor says demand for COVID vaccine is overwhelming its supply. An area governor says his state is in the same boat. Asian markets mostly lower after Wall Street was mostly flat. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. After almost a year of COVID briefings with now former President Trump, Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's nice to be able to be candid at the Biden White House.
The idea that you can get up here and talk about what you know, what the evidence, what the science is, and know that's it. Let the science speak. It is somewhat of a liberating feeling.
The Biden COVID effort is underway. CBS's Natalie Brand.
President Biden spent his first full day in office laser-focused on the coronavirus pandemic. The president signed 10 executive orders.
This is a wartime undertaking. Today, I'm signing an executive action to use the Defense Production Act and all other available authorities to direct all federal agencies and private industry to accelerate the making of everything that needs to protect, test, vaccinate, and take care of our people.
Japan's prime minister has just denied media reports that say the government there will cancel the delayed 2020 Olympics because of the pandemic. CBS's Steve Futterman says playing the games could be difficult at best.
Olympic organizers have previously said no final decision needed to be made until February or March. But in recent weeks, there's been growing concern that the games might have to be canceled. Japan has had a recent surge in cases, and there is still no real plan how to get so many athletes from so many different countries safely to Japan. Even if the athletes were able to get there, there would be other concerns, like trying to make sure the athletes didn't contract the virus.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still hasn't sent impeachment articles to the Senate.
We will be in the next few days when I'll be talking with the managers as to when the Senate will be ready for the trial.
Republicans say they want to delay the second Trump impeachment trial until next month to give his team time to prepare a defense. There's been a big settlement proposed for victims of Flint, Michigan's lead-poisoned drinking water. More than $641 million from the state. More from WNEM-TV's Rachel McCrary.
Flint residents who have registered will have 120 days to file the documents necessary to support their claims. The amount of money each person gets will be based on factors such as age, exposure to the water, test results, injuries, property ownership, payment of water bills, and commercial losses.
At least 12 people died from Legionnaire's disease, which experts say came from the tainted water. Embezzling is usually a bad idea, even worse when you're the head of the Vatican Bank, but the Vatican State Court has found the bank's former leader guilty of stealing $23 million, of profiting from shady real estate deals, and money laundering. The court has sentenced him to nearly 9 years in prison. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed immediately delivers quality candidates from our resume database when you upgrade your job post. Get started at Indeed.com/credit.
10:03 here on WTOP, Thursday night, January 21st, 2021. It is 42 in Washington. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Maryland's governor wants every school district to start offering at least some in-person classes if they aren't doing so already, and he wants it done very quickly. WTOP's Michelle Bash with that.
Governor Larry Hogan says the switch to virtual learning prompted by the pandemic has led to terrible learning loss. So
we are urgently calling on all county school systems to immediately make every effort to return to hybrid in-person instruction no later than March 1, if not sooner.
Maryland Deputy Health Secretary Dr. Jinlin Chan.
There is little evidence that school reopening is a major driver of overall community spread.
Governor Hogan says he can't order school boards to reopen schools, but he will do everything he legally can to make it happen. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
And the association that represents Maryland's teachers is reacting to Governor Hogan's push.
Cheryl Boast, president of the Maryland State Education Association, noted that Governor Larry Hogan and State Superintendent Karen Salmon's call to get schools to open no later than March comes days after teachers were added to those eligible to get COVID-19 vaccinations.
This topic about vaccines is very interesting because even the governor admits we don't have enough of them.
Boast rejected the governor's suggestion that schools have thrown up roadblocks to reopening. In Prince George's County, school CEO Dr. Monica Goldson issued a statement thanking parents, staff, and teachers for their patience during the pandemic and said their health and safety were the highest priority. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
10:05 here on WTOP. Expanded distribution of COVID vaccines is set to begin in Maryland soon, but Montgomery County is struggling to keep up with demand, even with more stringent eligibility requirements.
Governor Larry Hogan says those ages 65 and up are eligible starting on Monday, but Montgomery County hasn't started Phase 1B yet for the coronavirus vaccine, which includes seniors 75 and up. County Executive Mark Elrich.
If I get 7,300 new doses a week, and I have a senior population of 75,000 people, if that number...
More than 68,000 seniors ages 75 and up have pre-registered to get the vaccine when they can. County Health Officer Dr. Travis Gales had a message to leadership at the state level.
Send us more doses. We'd be happy to get them out, and we'd be happy to move forward and get more folks vaccinated.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
10:06. Meantime, D.C.'s mayor says the district is working to get more vaccines into the arms of residents, but says, like much of the rest of the area and the nation, demand has overwhelmed supply.
We know that demand in D.C. is very high. We know, too, from our sister cities around the country that they, too, are experiencing high demand for the vaccine and a scarcity of vaccine. So we will continue to advocate for more doses so that we can protect more people in Washington more quickly.
Now, from now on, vaccination appointments will be released to eligible residents every Thursday morning to priority zip codes. D.C. has posted more than 2,200 openings just today, and they were booked up within a few minutes. Citywide appointments will come out every Friday. 740 more will be made available in the morning in D.C. for those 65 and older and for healthcare workers. And Bowser says beginning next week, D.C. police as well as teachers and school staffers will be eligible for vaccinations. You can find more on local vaccination efforts at WTOP.com. In Virginia today, Governor Ralph Northam was at Richmond Raceway, a mass vaccination site. He said vaccinating the state's high-risk populations is going to take a couple of months, again, because of that limited supply.
Our goal was to initially get up to 25,000 doses a day in Virginia. We're now right around 20,000 a day, so we're close to meeting that goal.
Northam says clinics so far are not open to the general public and are appointment only. We're going to stay on the topic of vaccines and hear from Dr. Anthony Fauci, who made a return to the White House briefing room today, coming up.
Right now, Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies are committing more than $7 billion to fight the COVID-19 pandemic, providing premium relief, making sure patients don't have to worry about treatment costs, and enhancing access to telehealth to bring security and stability to the community.